Napa know-how.
There are lots of amazing cars on the road, but perhaps none more amazing than the paid-off car. It may not be pretty, but the price is right. Heck, if you keep that thing running, it'll actually start paying you. Because with Napa Rewards, for every $100 you spend, you'll get $5 off. So keep your car running longer, stronger with Napa Rewards and watch the savings start rolling in. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
All right, good morning. Happy Monday. No game yesterday. We have a game today, Monday Night Football. You are now tuned in to the Locked On Eagles podcast. I'm your host, Teron Davenport. I appreciate you tuning in. What we're going to do today is just get into the Packers defense. We talked about their offense on Thursday. So now we're just going to rebound and talk about the defense, some of the things that they bring to the table. Demarius Randall obviously has been out over the last 4 or 5 weeks. About 4 weeks. And the pass defense has suffered as a result. Randall was one of their better defensive backs, so he's listed as questionable with his groin injury. He practiced. He was limited in practice all three practices this week, so we'll see what happens when he comes into the game, if he's able to play. But he's somebody that will also bring a presence. So just looking at the defense starting from the top, I mean, we'll look at the defensive line first, and looking outside at the defensive ends, I mean, you got Kenny Clark, LaTroy Guion, and Mike Daniels. Now, Mike Daniels is probably their best defensive lineman. He's, you know, a guy that is very stout against the run. He's someone that they extended. He's a really good player. You know, 6 feet, 3'10" out of Iowa. He's a New Jersey product. But when you look at him and the energy that he plays with, that's really the thing that stands out about him. He's a high motor guy, and he likes to make plays on the opposite, you know, behind the in the backfield, and he's a disruptive guy. Kenny Clark is still developing. He was a draft pick that they made. I believe he was a first-round pick. He was a first-round pick out of UCLA, I think he was. Let me just double-check here before we – we'll have to confirm that, but you know, he's a bigger guy that they selected. Yeah, he was, let's see, Kenny Clark, where are you? When were you selected? I think he might have been a second round pick, now that I think about it. No, he was a first rounder, a late first rounder, 27 overall. And one of the other guys that they drafted out of UCLA was Dayton Jones. And I remember him coming in, and he was someone that, you know, they were trying to get worked out and get into the mix. But that process has not worked out as well. He went from defensive end to outside linebacker. But we'll get into the linebackers next. But as far as the guys up front, you know, Clark brings the size. Guion is a very stout against the run. And as we said, Daniels has that high motor. And then you have Dean Lowry, a guy out of Northwestern. I remember watching him at the East-West Shrine game, and he could come off of that edge with some pressure, too. He's a bigger guy, 6'6", 296, right around 300. But he's someone else that they could bring in to do some things on defense. Now, the strength of this team, in my book, is the linebackers. You know, you have Nick Perry, who has 7 sacks. You have Julius Pepper. He also has 4.5 sacks. So those are their two. Peppers is really their best pass rusher. Perry, you know, they'll send him off the edge. They'll send him on some of those blitzes. And they have Jake Ryan. Blake Martinez as well. He's an outstanding rookie out of Stanford. You know, he's a guy that will rack up tackles for you. And obviously Clay Matthews. Now, I would say Clay Matthews or Peppers, you know, it's a combination of their best pass rusher. Matthews has kind of bounced around. He's played outside linebacker. He's played inside for them as well. So it's kind of taken away from his effectiveness as far as what he's typically able to do as a pass rusher. You know, he has 3 sacks. He's 14 tackles. So, you know, they're still looking to get Clay Matthews to be that guy that he, you know, was a couple years ago. But it's just going to take, you know, when you're switching back and forth between positions, it's a little more difficult, you know, but it just is a testament to what Clay Matthews is able to do as far as his athleticism, you know, the way that they can move him around. So Clay Matthews has been a leader on that team without a doubt, and he's someone that they go to as the emotional leader for them, you know, their inspiration. So when we look at the defensive backs, the secondary, you know, this is where it gets a little hairy for them. Ha-Ha Clinton-Dix and Morgan Burnett. You know, these are two safeties that have plenty of potential. You know, I was big on Morgan Burnett when he was coming out. It was about 6 years ago. And Clinton-Dix was one of my top safeties. That class, my top safety was Deion Buchanan. And after that was Calvin Pryor, and then Clinton-Dix. But Clinton-Dix was, I believe, the first one off. No, he was one of the first off the board, and the Packers grabbed him. And, you know, he's in his third year, 6 feet, 208, and he's playing well for them. As far as interceptions are concerned, you know, this isn't a team that gets you a lot of interceptions. Clinton-Dix has two himself, but just overall as a team, They don't pick the ball off too much. And I think once you get Randall back in there, I think that will definitely, you know, come into play. That will help them. They have seven interceptions on the year. So that's a number that you would definitely like to see increase. But again, without Demaryius Randall, you know, it's a little bit tougher because, again, he's their best defensive back in my book when it comes to just tracking the ball and making interceptions. And one of the things I remember talking to Randall a lot before the draft that year that he came out a couple years ago, he was a baseball player and he was a very good one. And a lot of times those baseball skills really come into play as far as tracking the football. So that's something that stands out about him. He's a guy that could play some safety. He could play the nickel, the slot position, and he is a very good nickel defender. I really like the way he's able to open his hips, his quickness. You know, he doesn't back down. He competes on every snap, and he'll come up and make plays against the run also. So Demaryius Randall is a guy to watch out for. If he's active, that's going to be a good thing for them because he's a big-time piece to the puzzle as far as the pass defense is concerned. And as you know, this game is on Monday night. You know, there's still plenty of time to get tickets. So I just want to bring something to your attention. One way that you could go ahead and get tickets on the run, you know, on the fly. I mean, this is something that I did last week. You know, I was able to grab tickets while I was on the train headed towards Husky Stadium. You know, I was just doing my sightseeing thing in Seattle. And I said, well, you know what? Washington is playing at home. Might as well grab a ticket. The way I did it is through SeatGeek. And here's the thing with SeatGeek. It's the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the football games you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being in the stadium for the biggest plays of the year. And with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the guaranteed seats you want for a great value. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I could be anywhere, like I said, on the train, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats for this weekend or any game this season. With SeatGeek, you always get the best deal on every ticket because SeatGeek price compares for you by searching multiple ticket sites. Prices can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek will always find you the lowest available price. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Here's an example. I just looked for the best deals. I got row one end zone, $50. You can't beat it. Arizona State visiting Washington. Got to see John Ross, the receiver, and Sidney Jones, as well as some of the other prospects that, you know, are key to watch, especially from the Eagles' perspective. Those two are guys to watch. But every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Best of all, you guys, my listeners, will get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. Here's what you do. Download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and click add promo code. Enter the promo code LOEAGLES. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code LOEAGLES today. there you have it. That's the way that you could get your tickets to the game tonight. But just getting back to the secondary and looking at what they have as far as the players are concerned, you know, this is a team that you know, has a lot of youth at cornerback. You have a guy in Quentin Rollins who he was a basketball player and he converted to football as a senior. And I believe he had 11 interceptions his senior year at Miami of Ohio. And he went down to the Senior Bowl and impressed a lot of people, you know, his quickness, his ability, his ball skills. And that's the thing, in talking to Aaron Rodgers on the conference call, that's one of the things that I like that he said about just how it's important to be able to pull different techniques and disciplines and degrees of athleticism from other positions. Just talking about Demarius Randall and his baseball skills. He was a center fielder, so obviously he could track the football really well. Something you clearly need to be able to do as a defensive back. Quentin Rollins, you know, he was a point guard. So you have the quickness. You have the, you know, the ball skills of being able to, you know, shoot the basketball and also rebounding the basketball. These are things that you could pull out of each sport. And I mean, the quickness, especially as a point guard, is something that really will transfer over to playing defensive back. And that's what you've seen with Quentin Rollins in his transition from football or from basketball to football. So these are two guys that are excellent examples of what Aaron Rodgers was talking about and examples of just how young athletes, they need to play multiple sports. You know, now so many are specializing, but it's always good to play multiple sports because you can pull different things from those other sports. Just a added bonus in there, just to give you a different take on some of these things that we look at. Now, as far as some of the other younger corners, you had Lardarius Gunter out of Miami, and he's a guy. I remember watching him at the Senior Bowl, very physical. You know, he's a slower corner, like he doesn't have that quick twitch speed. You know, he's not a 4.3, 4.4 guy. He actually, I believe, was a 4.6. He ran, but he's physical. He likes to get his hands on the receiver. He'll jam you, and he'll try to redirect you. He's had some issues this year, but he's also made some plays, so it's kind of balanced out for him. He's finding his way also out there in Green Bay. So this secondary is definitely it's an area that the Eagles could target just simply because of, you know, what they've been up against this whole year. You know, they're not defending the pass very well at all. That's really the bottom line. Teams have been able to complete 22 touchdowns against them as far as passing is concerned. You know, and their turnover ratio, they're minus six. So this is a team that turns the football over more than they generate. So that's something else to look at. Statistically, as far as the leaders are concerned, let's see how they stand in interceptions. When you look at, well, we'll go to sacks first, you know, and we talked about that. Nick Perry with 7, Julius Peppers with 4.5, and then Clay Matthews, Morgan Burnett with 3. So that's the way they're looking from that perspective. As far as interceptions are concerned, like I said, they have 7 for the year, which is not good. 2 of which is by Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. So he's their leader in interceptions. Averages are another thing to look at just as far as how teams are able to, you know, pass the ball against them, run the ball against them. This is a team that's pretty good against the run. We will say that. But a lot of that is because teams will pass the ball with them because you get involved in shootouts going against them because Aaron Rodgers and that offense, you look at the last 3 games, they're averaging 25 points. But as far as the pass defense, they're near the bottom. I think they're 28th in the NFL giving up. Yeah, they're giving up an average of 265 yards passing per game. So that's clearly an area that in which you could attack them. Running the football, they're 6th in the NFL, I believe it is. And, you know, I think it's 94. Let's see exactly where it falls. Yeah, they're in the top 10. They're 7th. They're 7th, giving up 91 yards rushing per game. So this is a team that could defend the run. You know, you got Clay Matthews. You got guys that will come up and make plays. And Morgan Burnett, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix at the line of scrimmage. So we'll see what happens. I think this is a game the Eagles could win. I definitely predict a win. They're a totally different team at home, and they're back at Lincoln Financial Field. And like I said, be sure to go to SeatGeek to get your tickets if you haven't gotten them already. I'm Teron Davenport. We appreciate you tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with just a recap of other games, some of the things that stood out to me. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL, theeagleswire.usatoday.com, as well as subscribe to this podcast on Audio Boom and iTunes, the Locked On Eagles podcast. I'm your host signing off. We'll be back tomorrow.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.